Whether you're looking for advice on health, relationships, balance in your life, money, or for your spirit, you're at the right spot. It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
And welcome back to Wednesday's edition of the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. It's such a great pleasure to be here with you today and enjoy this time that we have to invest into one another's lives. And today is Wellness Day. Wellness Wednesday just happened to work out that way. But in any case, how is your wellness? You know, wellness is really a sense of well-being, and that can be physically, mentally, or spiritually. And depending on where those biorhythms are going today, we want you to feel your absolute best and optimize your life. And certainly optimizing your health and your physical body is one way to do that. And it can really spill over into the emotional and spiritual parts as well. When you take care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, or even just one of those aspects, it has reverberating opportunities to impact positively in the other areas of life and consequently out into your family, your friends, and the world at large. Because when you feel good, you vibrate good. So today we have a wonderful guest right here from Ventura County, and she has a fitness studio here at right in Ventura. Brina Maggio has been in the fitness industry for nearly 12 years. She has served as a fitness program director, group exercise instructor, and personal trainer. She is certified by the American College of Sports Medicine, very important, and has a bachelor's degree in biological sciences from UC Santa Barbara. She always felt, despite her diverse education and training, that something was missing from her fitness and science background. Mystery. In 2006, Brina was fortunate to participate in Katie Bowman's first ever restorative exercise specialist certification, which is an intense six-month training program teaching the biomechanical principles that dictate optimal human function. Brina has been teaching others the science of alignment ever since. This past January, she purchased the exercise studio and Earth Shoe Store from Restorative Exercise Institute, naming it the Body Education Alignment Center for Health, or BEACH. Fantastic, since we live so close to the beach. Serving Ventura County's wellness-minded individuals through classes, private training, and special events. Please welcome Brina Maggio.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here and learn about what you are doing. And you have a website, alignmentbeach.com, which our listeners can go to if they're in a safe place. You don't want to use your smartphone if you're driving right now. But we'll definitely be posting that website on Facebook. So if you are driving, you can access my Facebook page later and click right to it. But Brina, so what exactly is this restorative exercise, whole body alignment education thingy?
Well, it is basically, we teach people where the body should be so that all of the parts work the way they're supposed to for as long as possible. So there's actually a specific orientation that each of our bones requires that allows all of our body systems to work optimally. And it's not quite the same as posture. A lot of people think, oh, well, I've got pretty good posture. My mom always told me to stand up straight. And posture is actually really just how we hold our body and is often how we hide our malalignment or misalignment. And so we teach people what exactly that is. It's very objective. It's the same as true for everybody. And we show you where you are now and how to get closer to where you should be.
And is that a visual process? Is it a kinesthetic process?
We're primarily an educational facility, but we do most of our work through through physical education, through exercise. We do a lot of stretching, but to get the muscles back to their optimal length, we're actually sometimes muscles are too short, but sometimes muscles are too long. So we do this through group classes as well as private instruction.
Interesting. So how do muscles become too short or too long, or are we just born that way?
That is an excellent question. We can be born that way, but that would be primarily a result of kind of what happened as we were developing and, you know, kind of what the environment was like as we were developing. It could be as a result of what the birth process was like, how you came into the world. But most of it has to do with what our habits have been. We learn to move by watching. We're animals, and animals learn primarily through observation. So a lot of times we take on the same movement habits of our parents, and we also have our cultural influences as well. So we wear shoes typically at a fairly young age. We sit down at a fairly young age when we start going to school, and then we find ourselves sitting for the bulk of the day for most of the days of our lives. And that has a great deal of impact on the muscle shortening to help us stay in this nice, lovely seated position. But we need to stand and walk and move around. And every bit that the body is out of alignment affects how we actually are able to get up and stand and move around.
Well, I agree with most of what you said. I don't agree that we're animals, because we have a higher intellect than most most of us, anyways, have a higher intellect and a higher spiritual sense than animals. But other than that, it's amazing to me, especially in the corporate environment, that we're oftentimes treated like animals in the cube farm, and we are stuck in, you know, an 8x8 or less area and expected to function properly. And to be there for the better part of 8 hours, not moving. And what you're saying, and what others, of course, are saying, is that is completely contrary to how we were built.
Exactly. There are certain things that are required for us in our natural movement for our bodies to continue to regenerate and to not develop things like osteoarthritis and osteoporosis and, you know, some of these. We call them diseases of affluence, and a lot of it has to do with our conveniences and the fact that we do sit a lot, and that's kind of come to be in our society and our culture signs of affluence. But you're right, with the sitting all day in an office and taking very few breaks and not getting up and moving around, we actually recommend people to convert their work areas to a workstation. And a standing workstation, which is what we have here, and a lot of our clients have created for themselves, so that can be done. Most offices will actually allow you to stand at your computer, and people find a great deal of relief from pelvic floor issues and back pain and hip pain and all kinds of things.
So, and you help them realize how they can do that and to make that change?
Absolutely.
As well as obviously the benefits of making those changes.
Right.
Well, and quite frankly, your brain works better if you've got some movement under your belt, some, you know, in periodic stretches throughout the day. I mean, even a 5-minute walk around the block can really, and getting some fresh air can really make a difference in your creativity, your innovation, and your productivity.
Absolutely. Your body, things start to stagnate. So, you know, you need flow. You need flow everywhere, including to your brain, especially to your brain, because that's kind of regulating everything else.
That's our computer.
That's right.
We got to have energy to the computer.
That's right.
And I love the way you said the flow, because so many of us, we do get stagnant with our, not only our activity, but our brains aren't activated as much when we're not moving and being challenged in certain ways. And without the flow of energy and all that brings, we can really start really to degenerate and to die.
Literally.
It's kind of a scary thing when you think about it.
It is. And the flow, you're speaking of the flow of energy, and that's one of the biggest things we work on. And people come to us oftentimes because they're already in pain. And so, you know, they come because their knee hurts or their back hurts or their, you know, whatever hurts. And they realize once that is fixed or doesn't hurt anymore, that there's so much more to what we're teaching them, and flow is a big part of it. The flow of not only your blood, you know, your circulation, but also the neurology, the flow of lymph, which is your waste removal system, and every single system and every single cell in your body depends on flow. You have to have blood flow. You have to have neurology, and you can't have one without the other. And you need the waste to be removed. And, you know, when we're kind of all, you know, we kind of refer to as hoses, you know, kinks and hoses. If you think of your garden hose being kinked, your flow is less. Open up the hose, and you've got a great deal more freedom of flow. And that's a huge, huge part of what we do.
Good metaphor there for our veins and blood vessels to and from veins and arteries. I always, you know, remember there's two different names for...
Right.
They love names in anatomy and physiology. They have a name for everything, literally. Right. Even just a little bump that seems insignificant on a bone, there's a name for it.
Something's got to attach there.
Yeah, something got to attach there. So let's talk about some of the common pains and what their root causes are when we return. Brina Maggio, her website again is, I just lost it, sorry.
There it is. Alignmentbeach.com.
Alignmentbeach.com, all spelled out just like it's meant to be. Alignmentbeach.com. She's right here in Ventura, so it's not somewhere where you can't get to. You can actually take advantage of these great services and her wealth of information. Tell me again, Telegraph and...
We're right up near Telegraph in Victoria by the Wake Forest Post Office.
It's practically, you know, down the street from the radio station here.
It is.
Fantastic. So, talking with Brina today on Wellness Day on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. As a reminder, our newest sponsor here is Camrio Bridal, and they are having their grand opening on this Friday, the 22nd, and they are going to be giving away a prom dress. So, and then on Saturday, they're giving away up to $1,000 wedding gown. So if you've got prom coming up, or you have got a wedding coming up, or you know somebody who does, get over there and get your slip in for this drawing. And maybe, you know, you're not going to prom, but you've got a gala to go to, or you're going to go on a cruise and you want to get dressed up. They have great dresses over there, and that's why it's called Camrio Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns, because they want women to look beautiful, because when you feel beautiful on the outside, a lot of times it soaks right in, so you can feel good on the inside. So stay with us here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Listen to our sponsors, support them, and we'll be back with more wellness on 1400 AM KKZZ.
Dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns is soon to be open in their new, beautiful, and expanded location at 425 Arneal in the center of Camarillo. Grand opening festivities begin on April 22nd with prom day. Be sure to put in your slip for a free prom dress or tuxedo rental. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. That was Video by India Ari, one of my favorites and one of the new favorites of Miss Brina. She just found India, and I recommended a couple other songs to her, so hopefully she'll have a chance to listen to those, because India Ari is all about inspiring women to glow from the inside out, and that is one of the reasons why I absolutely love her. She's got some great videos up on YouTube, so check those out. We're talking wellness today on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, and we have a special guest, Brina Maggio, who has alignmentbeach.com and a fitness studio right here in our own Ventura. And tell us again, BEACH stands for?
The Body Education Alignment Center for Health.
And really, you're all about aligning the body so that it can be live optimally.
Absolutely.
Because when we're, and chiropractors have been saying this for years, but where the muscles are what hold the skeleton in place. And so that muscle memory, if it's not taught where it needs to be aligned properly, the skeleton is never going to stay in those positions typically.
That's exactly true. Your skeleton can't go anywhere without your muscles.
They're
vagabonds.
So we need them to work congruently together, and just like mind, body, and spirit, you know, our parts have got to support us properly, and that is what you're doing over there at your fitness studio, is to help people re-educate their bodies in how they are going to function the best and for the longest, which I absolutely love, because I really believe that we can live healthy longer. And I mean, ever since I was a kid, I was like, I am going to live to 120, because then 60s middle age. How cool is that?
I love that. I was listening to some of your past podcasts the other day in preparation, and I heard you say that, and I absolutely love that. I'll be 40 in a couple years, so I'm not even there.
I'm halfway. I'm blowing through 40 with a smile on my face. So tell us about some of the common pains that people are experiencing because of misalignment.
I would say, as far as pain goes, the most common things that people come to us with are foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, and back pain.
And you're saying that all of those are because of malalignment?
Right.
Wow. Wow. So now, I've always been taught that pain is kind of nature's way of telling us that we're off course.
That is excellent. Whoever told you that gave you good advice.
Gave us good advice. So
a lot of people just go, I've got this pain and I need to get rid of this pain, instead of asking, why do I have this pain? What's this pain supposed to be telling me?
Thank you.
And your pain is really your body's alert system to say, hey, we need some attention over here. And to give you another analogy, it's like if the smoke alarm were going off in your house, and they're pretty annoying and they make a lot of noise and you want to just turn the thing off. But if you just turn the thing off, you just rip it from the wall, and you don't address why the smoke alarm is going off in the first place, your house may burn down. Same thing is going on inside your body as well. The pain a lot of times is a result of the heat and the inflammation that's caused by friction. Because of that misalignment. And so we go in and we turn off the alarm, but we don't address the cause of why it was going off in the first place.
Hmm. Well, and another thing that I have found through my practice is a lot of times when we forget or choose to turn off the messages in our subconscious, that our body will start screaming in pain to get our attention. And a lot of times it's so easy nowadays to just pop a pill and to quiet that physical pain down, that it just starts exacerbating until it just is really screaming. And then we have no other choice but to really look at the root causes.
Right. And that's obviously very stressful for your brain.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times what is also happening is that your cells are starving for oxygen.
Good point.
They're screaming. They're pretty upset. If you had a plastic bag over your head with a few holes poked in it, it would get pretty stressful after just a couple of breaths, right? And we're doing that a lot to the cells in our body. Most of us are walking around operating on a lower level of oxygen than we actually require.
So that definitely, you've got great metaphors, Brina. Reminds me, everybody needs to take a breathe break, just take a little deep inhale and oxygenate and wake up your brain. And again, a great exercise to do, especially if you're stuck in the cube communities of the corporate world. Breathe breaks are absolutely huge, because when you're breathing really shallow, your cells aren't getting any oxygen, let alone if you've got constrictions that are keeping the oxygen flow and blood flow. Just breathing with only 1/8 of our lungs is a ridiculous way to try to exist, let alone live optimally. So why is it important that we know about these things, that you're wanting to educate people?
Well, as I said, your alignment pretty much affects every single system and every single cell in your body. So your body mechanics dictate everything from how good your body is at extracting the nutrients you need from the food that you eat to maintaining your bone density to taking, as you said, taking in enough oxygen and then delivering that oxygen efficiently to the cells so that they're getting what they need. And that's not to just some of the cells in the body or just half of the cells or three quarters of the cells, but every single cell in the body. And it affects the efficiency of your waste removal system, your lymphatic system, all the way down to the actual cellular regeneration or the cellular turnover. And, you know, we have these cool bodies that are kind of like a self-winding clock is what we refer to it as, where, you know, our body is a machine, and if we look at it like that, we can see pretty clearly when something is off and the machine is not working properly and why. And but our bodies are different than, you know, like a robotic body, because we actually have the ability to regenerate our parts so that we get to keep going. But for that self-winding clock to work, things have to be moving. So that we have to kind of get back to more of that natural movement that, as you said in the beginning, we were designed for. We were designed to be moving creatures. We're not designed to be a stagnant creature, to be sitting for 8 or 12 hours a day. And sometimes we don't even realize how much we actually sit. You know, kind of a typical day, especially for an active person, might be getting in your car, sitting, driving to work, going to your office, sitting for your 8 hours or longer if you happen to be so unfortunate, and then getting back in your car and sitting, driving to the gym, and then getting on your cardio machine and sitting and riding the bike, and then going to all your strength machines and sitting and doing all your strength exercises. So how many hours have we just sat?
15.
At least. And then we go home and we're tired, so we got to sit down on the couch and chill and watch TV. So, you know, that's, if you're standing for the 8 hours that you have to be at work, that's a huge improvement for your body's ability to regenerate, for the flow, for your bone density, for your ability to breathe, for everything.
Incredible. It's criminal what we've been doing to ourselves over these last few years of the electronic age, and prior to that, we factory workers in the industrial age, they were typically standing up, and before that, the agricultural age, where people were doing manual labor, you know, 10, 12 hours a day or whatever it was, and we've gotten smarter, but I think that's why you called it the affluence issue.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten smarter and we've gotten things to do the manual work for us, but we've lost that smart in our physical health and well-being. And it is so important to realize that just like a machine, your car, your lawnmower, you know, what, even your computer, they need maintenance. And if we are not maintaining our bodies in the proper way through nutrition and proper movement and et cetera, then you are going to lose the optimal levels of productivity, of enjoyment, of just all kinds of things. Because when things start breaking down and you get pain, it's really hard to feel joyful in those moments.
Exactly.
And that certainly leads to depression. It can lead to loss of relationships, just, you know, that downward snowball effect. And nobody wants that. We certainly don't want that for you. So very important to move. When we let's take a break here in just a moment. And when we get back, Brina, let's talk about, what are some of the movements do you use? Do you use Pilates? Do you yoga? Is it something completely new? What are you actually doing to teach the mind-body to work together in alignment so that we can have that optimal health? I absolutely love that you have the legacy that you want is teaching others to have that optimal alignment so that they can have that essential optimal health and to be educated around the self-power, which I'm always talking about. We all have to reduce the amount of pain and dis-ease we experience through our lifetimes, most of which is completely avoidable. So let's be healthy, y'all, and enjoy our lives just a whole lot more. So stay with us here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Wellness Day, our guest is Brina Maggio, and her website is alignmentbeach.com. That's alignmentbeach.com. And Brina is going to share with us her Shiro, someone, that she would like to recognize when we return here on Inspiring and Empowering Radio for Women and Those Enlightened Men. So we're here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ. Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration. And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. It's an honor and pleasure to be here with you on Wellness Day. Our guest is our very own inventora here, Brina Maggio, and she has a Shiro that she would like to recognize today. Brina, who's your Shiro?
Well, I have been working these past 6 years or so with Katie Bowman, who is the brilliant mind behind the restorative exercise program that we teach. And I number one, feel very fortunate that I happen to live here in Ventura County, because that's where she is. And we're spreading the good news to the rest of the United States and the rest of the world. But you know, it's been 5 years for those people to hear about that. But she not only has a brilliant mind to be able to put all of these pieces together, because everything that we teach is substantiated by research, but it's primarily physics. And so she's kind of put all these pieces together from all these different avenues of research that are not necessarily where we would think to look in medicine and physical stuff. But she is a brilliant teacher. She has an amazing knack for passing along the information so that you actually understand it. And so we've had everybody from medical doctors to lay people to yoga instructors, chiropractors, and everything in between, and there isn't anybody who doesn't understand the way she teaches, and she's a very compassionate teacher. So if you don't understand, she'll keep explaining it to you until you do.
Well, that's good, and I think, I mean, obviously you've picked up on some of those teaching techniques and using metaphor so that people can get a mind picture of the principles that you're teaching them. So that's brilliant.
It is. It's big stuff. Like there's a lot to what we teach, but in the end, it actually breaks down into pretty simple forms. And we all kind of have an innate sense of what physics is. You know, we've managed to get around. We know if we sit in a boat, we can figure out how to make the boat go forward. Given enough time, figure out what direction to push your oar. But sometimes it seems too big or esoteric to understand, so the analogies sometimes help to go, oh, okay, I know exactly what that is, because I can see that.
So it is bringing it down on the level playing field, if you will, to bring it into to our understanding. And it's so important for us to be able to understand these concepts, because we're talking about your health here. And if it is esoteric, then it's not going to be applicable. We're not going to figure out how to make it work in our lives. But when we understand why and how it works and how these concepts can work together, then we can move on and live in optimal health when we put it into action.
That's right.
So Katie Says is Katie Bowman's website. I'm looking at it right now. So she's got all kinds of great articles on there. So I noticed she has the Earth Shoes, and you mentioned that in your bio. What is that?
Well, we are the only all-exclusive Earth Shoe store in Ventura County. And Earth Shoes are a negative heeled shoe. So
a negative field shoe? Is that
heel,
what you
say? Heel.
Okay.
Like the ball of your foot and the heel of your foot. So the heel of the shoe actually sits 3.7 degrees, which is about a quarter of an inch, lower than the ball of your foot.
Huh.
And what that helps you to do is stand upright. So most of us are walking around or standing around with our weight actually forward out over the fronts of our feet, or even further forward than that, out over nothing. And that puts a lot of pressure on the feet. So when I mentioned one of the things people come to us with is foot pain, and you asked if all of those things are related to alignment issues, if you've got all of your body weight kind of hanging out over the fronts of your feet and your feet are having to do all that work to hold you up, you've got these big, huge bones in your heels that you can just stack everything like blocks, and you don't have to do quite as much work to hold yourself up against gravity.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And are these mostly organic type materials used, or rubber, or?
They are. They're a very environmentally conscious company, so they use a lot of water-based adhesives, and all of their boxes and packing materials are all recycled or recyclable materials. The majority of the shoes are leather uppers and some sort of either cork or rubber or what's the other one? Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are familiar with Earth shoes, like from back in the 70s, or the 60s. Apparently they were really ugly back then. They have lots of really cool, beautiful styles. You've got all the new spring sandals in, and they're a healthy shoe, and they look good too, and they feel wonderful.
Well, that, you know, to have it look good and feel good is like something unheard of typically in
Absolutely. The
shoe industry.
And we have men's styles too, so the boys can come and get their alignment on as well.
Very nice. So this really does help with alignment by having the right shoes.
We have some people that come and they just buy the Earth shoes, and you know, they've never. We do an intro class where we teach kind of the basics of what we teach, and so a lot of people have never even come to our intro class, but they come in and they buy the shoes, and sometimes that's enough for them to relieve the foot pain or relieve the hip pain or the back pain, and you know, they're satisfied with that, and you know, until something else starts bugging them, and then they come back and go, maybe I want to know a little bit more about what you teach here.
We're always so reluctant to go outside of our comfort zone, aren't
we? You know, pain is really motivating. You
yes.
mentioned that a couple of times, and it really is. So, like I said, a lot of times people come to us because they're already in pain. It'd be really great if we could get everybody in here before that time happens, but, you know, sometimes it's just not quite as motivating. But we find that a lot of the people that walk through our doors are really, they're seekers. You know, they're very wellness-minded individuals, and what we do is actually a little bit different than fitness. We don't really think of ourselves so much as a fitness facility as a wellness facility, and 'cause we've taken the fact that we don't move very much throughout our day, and we know that we're supposed to, and we've tried to cram all of that non-movement into an hour of movement, and it doesn't really work that way. And so a lot of times we're going into our gym or a fitness facility and we're doing exercises to try to counter the fact that we have been sitting for the last 12 hours. And without us even realizing it, a lot of times we're actually doing more damage, either with the, you know, high intensity cardiovascular exercise or exercises that are actually damaging to the joints, running and jumping kinds of activities. That once people start to understand how the role that mechanics plays in all of this, on the big scale and all the way down to the cellular scale, they start to see that getting back to that natural movement is actually more beneficial to the body without the damage.
Hmm. So many things that we need to really know and aren't being taught, and most times parents don't know to teach this to kids either, and it's just snowballing into a society that is overweight and full of pain and emotional and physical pain, and it's just a tragedy to me that we're moving in this direction, and I'm so thankful for people like you, Brina, who are doing their best to bring awareness and education to help reprogram our society into living an optimal life. And I'm just really thankful that you have that gift of teaching and are passionate about people living more healthy. And so tell me the typical person who typically walks through your doors and go, okay, I obviously need help.
That's an interesting question, because most of the people that walk through our doors are pretty atypical. But in a good way.
Well, we're all unique, and we celebrate that.
We are. That is absolutely true. I would say that...
Age range?
The age range, the majority of our clients and members, I would say, are over the age of 45.
Okay.
But probably a good 20 to 25% are between ages of 20 and 45. But this is something that isn't age specific at all. My daughter is almost 10, and she comes into class and she's moaning and groaning more than the oldest person in class. And, you know, I go watch her in her dance class, and I'm watching these other little girls that are, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, and even before that, when she started dance at the age of 5, and I'm watching these little girls with so little flexibility in the muscles down the backs of their legs that their little spines are just curved over like question marks.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not the shape our spine is supposed to be in.
No, not at all.
When you bend forward, you need to be able to move from the hips. And if the hips aren't working at the age of 5, just imagine what they're going to look like at the age of 20 or 30 or 40. And, you know, so I look at that because I know what that's going to look like in 20 or 30 or 40 years. And it's, You said at one point that it's almost criminal, and it really is, because it's really pretty simple, but we're not being taught that because there's nobody teaching that. You know, we're doing our best with what we teach with fitness and Pilates and yoga and all these other things, but there's not a really objective way to teach that. If you ask somebody why they're teaching you that, it's because that's how they were taught to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily true for everybody. So what we teach, because it's based in physics and mechanics and geometry, it's true 100% of the time for every single body. And the only time that there is really an alteration to that, if somebody has already been physically altered, if they've already had a hip replacement or a knee replacement or a spinal fusion, there's still a huge amount of improvement to be made because there's a reason why that joint had to be replaced in the first place. And so we can make huge strides with that, you know, getting increase in circulation and flow of oxygen and flow of everything.
So since we're talking about kids and teaching, you mentioned early on in the show about even our birthing process can shorten or lengthen or put things out of alignment. Talk to us a little bit about that before we take our next break.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the method of birth, whether it was a natural birth, whether it was a vaginal birth, whether it was a natural birth unmedicated, whether it was a C-section. You know, there are certain reasons why we birth the way that we do, or why we should birth the way that we were designed to. But there are also mechanical reasons that interfere with those processes. So even just the way the pelvis develops from the time that we start to move, you know, the fact that we don't squat actually affects the shape of our pelvis. You know, we're designed to be squatting creatures to move, and it actually affects how the bones calcify, how they harden, and you know, the birthing process, how traumatic it is, also affects the muscle length. And so there's, you know, the squeezing of a natural birth versus not being squeezed if you're being pulled out through a C-section. So there's quite a bit to that, but that just the method of birth and how much trauma and how much medication might have been involved in the birth can affect everything.
Well, and I am learning more about this. It also affects belief systems and emotions. And I've actually worked with several clients who created belief systems at birth because of certain traumas, or just they chose to create a belief at that moment that it was, you know, traumatic to them physically or mentally. And it's absolutely astonishing how the baby in utero will develop belief systems, and because of what's going on with the mother, either emotionally or physically, and just like you're talking about, whether she was medicated when she was giving birth or not, you know, if the baby's partially breached or full breached, you know, just so many things that can go into that. But at the end of the day, ultimately, it's our decision as we become adults to go, okay, what is any of that serving me? Is that old programming or that old storyline serving me? And to go, okay, so maybe things weren't necessarily optimal at that moment, but for whatever reason, I got to experience them. And now I have to figure out what was the benefit from that experience. And because there's always a benefit. There's always something to learn. There's always some way for us to grow. And maybe it is coming to get realigned to help release whatever that trauma was out of our bodies so that we're not in pain anymore. Or is it, you know, to learn a new framework from which to behave from? There's so many things to it. It's so exciting to me to have the opportunity to learn. And with the immense information that we now have available, that we can teach ourselves how to treat ourselves properly so that we can have an optimized life. And I love that you're all about that as well, and doing what you can through the movement of the physical body. So when we return, talk to us a little bit about some of the actual movements that you do with people to actually help them align. And so thank you so much for being here with us, Brina Maggio from the Beach Studio, and she is located right here in Ventura County, on Ventura Telegraph in Victoria, alignmentbeach.com. I've already posted that to Facebook, so you can just click on that link. So check that out. Brina Maggio, folks, she is bringing wellness and optimal alignment to us here in our own backyard. It's so exciting. And hopefully, if you are listening to this across the nation or somewhere in North America, you can do more research at the two websites, katiesays.com and thealignmentbeach.com, so that you can get more information and find out if anyone in your area is doing it, or maybe you will be inspired to do it for your community, which would be awesome as well. So it's, again, one of our newest sponsors is Camrio Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns, gorgeousgowns.biz. So do check them out. Prom day is the theme for Friday when they do their grand opening, and they have a whole wedding theme on Saturday. I have got some great details around this. We even have stuff for the boys, so they're going to have a bulging biceps contest. The fellow with the biggest muscles will win a free tux rental for his prom. Well, they'll also be giving away another free tux to any fellow who is just entering. So you can just enter in, and or you can participate in the bulging biceps contest, and that is on Friday, April 22nd. On Saturday, they are actually having an actual ceremony in the new space. How cool is that? And I was there yesterday. It's absolutely gorgeous. It is so beautiful and so spacious. They're actually going to have a renewing of the vows from a DJ who's been married 10 years, and I was learning more about that. I think his name is Bo. Tom, do you know him?
That could be Bo Woods from KBBY.
KBBY.
I'll guess.
We'll take a wild guess. Anyways, he and his wife have been married 10 years. They're going to have all decked out, tuxedo, wedding gown, wedding party. The whole family's going to be there. They're going to have cake. And so that's going to be happening at 1:30 on Saturday. So if you just love weddings, go check it out. If you need a dress, of course, support Camarillo Bridal. They are at the corner of Arneal and Ponderosa in the heart of Camarillo. So check them out on April 22nd, this Friday, Saturday, and they've got things going all next week as well. So stay tuned for more information. They've got something special nearly every day. They are closed on Sunday, so check them out Friday and Saturday for sure and really support them in this new, beautiful space. And we'll be back here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ, in just a moment.
World-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Our guest today on Wellness Day is Brina Maggio, alignmentbeach.com. She is also has a fitness studio right here in Ventura at the corner of Victoria and Telegraph Roads. So very, very close to the studio, in fact. So Brina, when we took a break, tell us a bit about the actual movements that you're having people do.
Well, we start with the foundations. We start with the feet. Everything is stacked on top of that. And if we try to fix what's on top without addressing what everything is moving around on at the bottom, we're not going to have quite the same results. It would be like trying to fix your crumbling roof because your foundation is crumbling and you just put a new roof on without addressing the fact that your foundation is cracked.
Yeah, not so much.
So, yeah, doesn't work so well that way.
Yeah.
So the very first thing that we teach people is feet straight. So foot position, the very first thing and the most important thing is that your feet should be pointing straight ahead. If you're going to travel forward, that's the direction your feet should be facing. And what we mean by that specifically is that the outside edges of the feet are straight, parallel to each other. And if you stand up and look down at your feet and you're not really paying attention to that, you probably find that your toes are actually pointing off to the right and to the left to some degree. And they should be pointed directly straight ahead. However, people get in that position the first time and feels really funny or really strange and it doesn't feel right. But how you are right now feels right because that's how your brain has set it. So that's part of the proprioception system that allows you to get through your day. If everything felt wrong, it'd be really hard to do anything. Your brain would be a little too discombobulated to get anything done. The most basic exercise that we teach is a calf stretch, and it's a calf stretch unlike any that you've probably ever done in your life. But we use a little half dome, and it's actually called the stance phase calf stretch is its full name because it's part of the phase of walking. It's one of the phases of walking, and our the muscles down the backs of our legs, the hamstrings down the backs of your thighs, and the calves down the backs of your lower legs need to be long enough that you can stand properly and move properly, that you can actually walk optimally. And so the basics of what we teach have to do with improving your actual gait mechanics or the mechanics of how you walk. So we teach all of this and a few more things, kind of our foundational exercises in our intro sessions, which we offer in both a group format and a private format. And the calf stretch is kind of one of those things. We joke about it because it's the most important thing. I always tell people, if they come and they learn these things and they never come back again, if they just continue to stand and walk with their feet straight and do their calf stretch every day, they will improve a whole host of things. They'll be that much better off than they would be, and that's not even addressing any other body parts. But it will help because it helps keep the body from kind of being thrown forward, the head and the upper half of the body from being thrown forward literally with every step you take.
Wow.
And you may have heard that walking is mostly falling. Have you heard that?
No.
Okay. Well, it's true because that's how most of us are walking around. We're actually just catching ourselves from falling with the next step. So, you know, we kind of fling the leg out in front of us and we catch ourselves from falling, and that creates a great deal of impact on our joints from the foot all the way up to the neck. So a lot of times people come in, you know, with headaches or neck pain or, you know, my shoulder hurts or whatever, and, you know, we've got them doing the calf stretch and they don't understand why, because I came in because my shoulder hurts and you're making me stretch my legs and what's that all about? So we kind of joke around here that the calf stretch can cure anything, but it's almost true. You know, it's like, hey, I've got this pain over here and just do the calf stretch, you'll be fine. And but it's true. For most things, it affects everything. You know, I mean, we don't even think about mechanics affecting, you know, the health of our skin, but it does, because the health of your skin is dependent on your flow of blood as well. I mean, when I said that the flow needs to get to every single cell in the body, what I meant was it needs to get to every single cell in the body. So it's important. It's that important.
All means all here, folks.
It does, yeah. So that's, you know, there's a little disconnect too, where, you know, we sometimes don't really want to look at what's actually going on. You know, there's a bit of resistance to that sometimes, where, you know, we're in class, we use the mirrors a lot because our proprioception has been set that where we are is normal. That's our zero. And so we have to use the mirror to see, like, okay, but you're not actually there because you're actually leaning out in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So look in the mirror, and we have this resistance to even turning our head and looking at ourselves in the mirror to actually see where we are. But until you actually see where you are, you can't change how it feels. You can't change. You can't reset to a new zero to correct that.
Well, it's funny because I do yoga once or twice a week, and I will often check myself in the mirror to see where my arms are, and if, you know, I'm checking in to see if I'm leaning forward or leaning too far back. And in yoga, it talks about if you're leaning forward a lot of times, then you're living your life in the future instead of being fully present. And which it was immediately what came to mind when you were talking about people being afraid of looking at where they are. It's a very interesting, this conversation, and, you know, from my background and your background and collaborating together in this chat. It has just been a great pleasure speaking with you today, Brina Maggio, and she has Beach, which is Body Education Alignment Center for Health, and the acronym, of course, is BEACH. And you can learn more about her and her programs at alignmentbeach.com. That's alignmentbeach.com, and I have provided that link for you on the Facebook page. So do check out Ms. Brina. She obviously is very passionate and very educated around this optimal health and alignment issue that many, 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 probably, I would dare say, what, 95% of people, Brina?
Oh,
are out of alignment?
I would go a little higher than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Scary.
I haven't met anybody yet who doesn't have some stuff to work on.
That is so true. We all have things to improve in our life.
That's
and
right.
Our body alignment is certainly no less important than the other things. So anyways, go see Brina Maggio at Alignment Beach, and her facility is at Victoria and Telegraph right here in Ventura. So Brina, it's been a pleasure chatting with you and learning about what you are up to. Look forward to having an off-air chat soon with you to maybe collaborate on something so that we can work on people's minds and their bodies in conjunction and really get them aligned. How about that?
That would be fabulous.
That would be so much fun.
I love that.
So today, of course, is an opportunity for you to check out the very next free demonstration and experience life coaching via the phone. You can do it in your pajamas, even with a glass of wine and a little chocolate if you want to. And today, Wednesday, is Find Your Focus. That happened at noon today. So tomorrow, Celebrate Life. Thursday at 4 p.m., Celebrate Life is the theme. And if you are not celebrating every moment or finding things to celebrate, then perhaps it's time to optimize that area of your life and give that area some attention so that you can live a life of enjoyment and that you can be excited about every single day. And life coaching can definitely help contribute to that enjoyment and learning new skills so that you can enjoy more and love more yourself and others, which is really what it's all about while we're on this planet. So walk straight, go see Brina, and check out toolsforbetterliving.com or meetkimberlyreed.com. If you've got stress and not sleeping well, meetkimberlyreed.com. Free spa for your mind duo gifts there that are my gifts to you just for signing up with your name and your email. And I would be glad to give those to you. So stress less, sleep better, and get your body in alignment. Sounds like a prescription for a great optimized life to me. So dare to be more brilliant so that others will have permission to shine, because you are shining so brightly. Take care, and we will be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, and I look forward to serving you then. Take care.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel, 'cause I take corners on two wheels. But listen to